Scary time in our city right now as we try to recover from the bad storms, the tornado outbreak that came ripping through our city and all the way to Cookeville last night, where the count, Putnam County, has been affected greatly. 16 people have lost their life in Putnam County, 21 total. In fact, they're doing a press conference currently right now that we will air for you in just a bit when we get that. They've been affected greatly. And, you know, I was just thinking about this. You know, we've been talking about the OVC men's basketball tournament starting up. Just think about that. It's, you know, in Evansville. We haven't been happy that it's in Evansville, but remember, it used to be for so long right at Municipal Auditorium, you know, and this, you know, I realize it was Monday and the tournament doesn't start till Wednesday, but the SEC men's basketball tournament is going to be here too. It's getting ready. It's just around the corner, and I mean, we're just lucky that you know, something like that wasn't. Well, there's like a bunch of people out walking around the streets because they're visiting. They're from out of town. They have no desire to go back and go to their hotel room and go to bed early, right? They want to go out and enjoy Nashville and have fun. And it's like, oh man, just been awful. And I've already seen stories this morning of people that are in town for something, and they've done an Airbnb. You know, Steve Lehman, who's been on the show many, many times, has filled in on other shows here on the station. I've seen him out and about this morning working the streets for News Channel 5, and he was telling a story of a group that went to the Predators game last night, and I think they rented a home, and they were in it when it hit and, like, tore up the garage. That luckily this thing had a basement. I mean, you know, that's another thing.
Right.
Nashville doesn't have a ton of basements. It's because we're built on rock. It's not like other areas, other places you go, like basements. It's almost like kind of like we have the bonus room here. Like they have the basement.
Yeah.
But the way, you know, our city, what we sit on, it makes it a little bit more difficult and more challenging for basements. But this one actually had a basement. And they went to that, and luckily they were okay. But, you know, as Steve said, and I was thinking the same thing as he's telling the story, but they actually told him that, well, we'll always remember this trip to Nashville. I mean, well, this trip will be forever ingrained in our head. If, you know, luckily they're okay, but, man, because of what happened. But that's just a prime example of, as our city has grown and all the events and things that are constantly going on in our city, and how many people are constantly out on the streets. I mean, there was a time, Chase, you grew up here. We're talking about 1998 on a Monday night in March.
Right.
Dare I say it would be almost a ghost town downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. There's a lot of people like, yeah, right. Go back. 1998. People weren't downtown on Monday nights.
It was a very different area.
It was definitely different time.
That was, you know, the arena was opened. The arena had opened. They were building the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when the change had begun. So you started to see Broadway look different. A lot of the old Broadway, and for those of you that are new here, don't know what the old Broadway is, massage parlors and gentlemen's clubs.
Adult bookstores.
It was a little bit different than it is now.
Script clubs.
Yes. Honky-tonks. Had a different meaning. I mean, it was a completely different area. But at that point, it has started to change.
Behind Bridgestone, which now we see, you know, the SoBro entrance, and we see everything that's behind the arena. Obviously, our beautiful convention center, all that. Those were gravel parking lots.
Yeah.
There was nothing back there.
You know, the Hilton wasn't there. Omni wasn't there.
Nope.
You know, none of these hotels. So it was a completely different city. But it was around that time that things really started to change. And, you know, for those of you that maybe don't view sports as important, well, a lot of it was, you know, a lot of this change is because of the Predators, the Titans, you know, coming to town, building those facilities. Now Nissan Stadium, which is currently hosting two professional sports teams in Nashville SC and the Titans, Bridgestone Arena, Of course, we had the Cats, the arena football team. And so a lot of that was due to sports. And so at that time, I mean, I remember, I mean, it was, the change had begun, but it's not what it is today. And then now you see, you know, Germantown. Germantown was not a not a good place. And you know,
Farmers
Market. I mean, there wasn't much over
there.
That's
it.
They built First Horizon Park, First Tennessee Park, and then built around it. And so, you know, right outside the gates of First Horizon Park, you have Von Elrod, you have neighbors. I mean,
quite honestly, Chase, most of that stuff that was hit around First Horizon Park right now.
New.
Yeah, that's all new stuff.
It hasn't been open very long.
I don't remember what was there. I mean, I don't know if it was nothing or just older homes. I don't know, but it wasn't what it is today because that whole area is all new.
Right. And so that, I just saw another report, 22, now the number. So, but for those of you that you know, have been here just a couple of years, I mean, that area, East Nashville is another example. I mean, East Nashville is an area that has grown a lot in the past 5 years. I mean, Willie's always talked about, you know, being from the east side.
He was the only person that lived there
right.
for a long time. No one else lived in East Nashville but him and my first cousin, Chris Jones. That's it.
Yeah.
That was the only two people in East Nashville. Now look at it.
Yeah,
what a success story of East Nashville. Started out with a family of two, and then it grew into what we know today.
Yep. And look, I mean, a ton of people. I mean, I've heard from people all morning that live over there. It's more than that now. It's grown.
There's more families.
You know, and Five Points is, look, I was just over in that area at Boom Boss, but, you know, I go over there a lot, you know, with my friends. And Five Points Pizza, Beyond the Edge, the Basement East. I was just talking to my buddies about going to a show at Basement East. That's coming up with Fozzy, Chris Jericho, you know.
It's devastated.
And so it hits you. But I'll say this, and you know, you've been here a long time now. You know, I you don't choose where you're born. You're born wherever your parents are. But you choose to stay. And I never left. I mean, Nashville is my home. This is our city. And I have loved watching it grow and become what it is today, going from being a kid that went to Greer Stadium and Vanderbilt Stadium and watched those were the sports I watched, to going to the Titans at Adelphia, Nissan Stadium, the Coliseum, whatever you want to call it, LP Field, Bridgestone Arena for the Preds. I've seen this thing grow a lot, and I've seen it get hit. I've seen it, you know, have black eyes, but I've seen it get back up and be better than ever, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
We've got all the televisions on in the studio and all the local channels, and, man, it's just incredible to see. Once again, hat tip to the local TV stations. They've been at it all night, all day. Terry Bolger, look at this scene for Channel 4. Terry Bolger's out there. I can't tell exactly where that is.
Is that North Nashville,
maybe,
I think?
I was going to say, is that maybe more towards over by TSU?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Unbelievable.
This is not great radio, but wow.
Yeah, and again, we've you know, we've been carrying coverage from Fox 17 with our partnership with them. So I'm glad that we're able to do that. And, you know, we've been on since 6 a.m. this morning talking about this. So, you know, it's bigger than sports today.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Let's pass along again. If you're in certain areas, what you can do, look at John C. Airport, John C. Toon Airport.
Yep. Unbelievable. And that, to give you perspective, I do not live very far from there, a couple miles from John C. Toon Airport. So I heard it go over my house, and, you know.
Did you hear sirens at all?
Heard the sirens, you know, talking to my dad, you know, making sure he's okay, and through all of that, I'm watching on the TV, and they confirm that it is, you know, it had touched down, and you could see on, like, the Skycam that all the TV stations have, you could see transformers exploding, and then this giant rotating cloud just going down a straight path. And you know, I don't pretend to know much about tornadoes, but everything I've seen is when they hit, they kind of just take a straight path. They don't really zig and zag. They just kind of go down a straight path, and that's essentially what it did.
Have you ever been to Tuscaloosa?
I have.
I obviously,
Marquise,
you know,
Marquise talked about that this
Marquise
morning.
Talked about it. Marquise lived through it, who's executive producer on Morning Drive. I've seen it. There is an absolute, even to this day, you can still see the path of that tornado. Because I go down there on occasion. My wife's got a lot of family down there in the Tuscaloosa area, and so we're down there several times a year. And you can, even though all the stuff has built up since then. What was that, in 2012, I think? Is that right?
Yep, 2011 it might have been.
I thought it was 2012, but either way. Even today, you can see the path that it took.
Yep. Look, it's, and I mean, I have friends in Clarksville, and I remember when it hit in Clarksville. You know, you can definitely tell where there was, they rebuilt things, and but look, you can rebuild.
Yep.
You know, it's just as long as everybody is safe.
No doubt about it. Unfortunately, the numbers now 22 killed. In the tornado, the storms that happened overnight, if you're downtown, you can stop by right now, Bridgestone Arena. They have, here in the last 30 minutes, been serving free pizza to help people out. So just come by there. There's other areas.
Hope Church at 1215 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville. They'll have a free dinner tonight, 4:30 to 6. The Grilled Cheesery food truck is setting up at Hunter Station at 975 Main Street in East Nashville. Passing out free sandwiches. Eastland Funeral Home at 904 Gallatin Avenue in East, passing out food at noon. Guitar Build Workshop in Germantown, 1606 4th Avenue North, is giving out free hot dogs and hamburgers for first responders and volunteers. Businesses are offering free services to tornado victims as well. Musselman Movers will move personal belongings free of charge. You can give them a call at 615-982-0108. U-Haul is giving 30 days of free storage to residents. More information is available at the Hillwood Plaza, Fessler's Lane, and Mount Juliet location. So more and more local businesses are stepping in to help victims of the tornado early this morning.
More coverage on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, that's next.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of.
It's been interesting to see a lot of people nationally, statewide, tweeting out really, really nice things, thoughts and prayers to our area, people that were affected. I saw Jeremy Pruitt tweet something out, Tennessee Athletics. Steve Levy, did you see this?
He just tweeted out,
I love Nashville.
Yeah, I believe it.
And Ellen DeGeneres, I mean, the list goes on and on of people, you know, across the country that, and certainly people that have been reaching out to us all morning long, and all of you out there listening, I'm sure anybody who's in this area, people from other places are reaching out and finding out what's going on. And so there's a lot of things going on, including the number 22, which is horrible, and I wish that number would stop. We are going to go to Putnam County, who's that area has been affected greatly, and they've been conducting a press conference there that we'll pass along here shortly. But speaking of passing along, I want you to throw out anything that you've got on what people can do. We'll continue passing along. There's a lot of people out there that are just out there helping. They're volunteering. We've gone through this before in this area, and that's what's great about our city is people just jump into situations and help out strangers, people they don't know, they don't have anything to do with a business or a home, a residence, and they're just driving around helping people, and they've got tools, and they've got trailers, and they're willing to do whatever, and it's just really cool. It's not just people where that is their job to do that. There are people that have just dropped everything, and they're just out there helping. And that's what's cool about – it's what makes Nashville unique. It's what makes us special and makes you feel good about where you live, because when bad things happen, people do stuff like this. And that's going on all over our area. And so what do you got?
Yeah, all right. So a lot of different things that you can do. And we have tweeted out a link that the Tennessean has from our Twitter account at 1025 The Game. Hands on Nashville. It's Nashville's volunteer organization. You can reach out to them. They're doing a lot with links attached. Also, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. They've created a donation site to support communities affected by the tornado. The Community Resource Center is another place that you can go, crcnashville.org. For that one, the United Way of Greater Nashville has opened up. They're working with the Office of Emergency Management right now to help people, and, of course, the American Red Cross, always available. They have areas at Centennial Sportsplex, East High School in Nashville, Highland Heights Church of Christ in Lebanon, and Victory Baptist Church in Mount Juliet. So the American Red Cross all over things as well, and the Martha O'Brien Center is opening as well. So, and again, with food, I mentioned earlier Bridgestone Arena serving pizza right now, and there are other places that are scattered about in East Nashville and in Germantown. There are also moving companies that are helping people as well. So we're tweeting all these links out as well, so you can check it out at 1025 The Game, and it just shows you Nashville coming together. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, in times like this, that's when this community becomes one big family. So and we're seeing, you know, all the pictures that are coming out, and, you know, as cleanup continues around East Nashville and Germantown, you know, here in our area, John C. Toon Airport over on the west side. So, and again, if you know, everybody wants to volunteer, but they're also saying that, you know, let the emergency responders, the first responders, do their jobs as well. So if you can be off the roads, then be off the roads, because they need to get to these people and help them out. Not only in Nashville, but Putnam County we'll talk about more.
There are flash flood warnings until 12:15 p.m. for Christian County. That's been out there for a while. Todd County, so it's about another 40 minutes or so. And Trigg County is what I've seen. If you see anything else, let me know. We also passed along today's Super Tuesday. I know a lot of the areas where you could go to vote were delayed opening this morning. I think they were supposed to get cranked up at like 6 or 7 in the morning. I think a lot of them,
it's
more like 8 or 9 o'clock. I think Pearl Cone High School
is a place you can go.
They've been kind of directing people to go there to vote today. So
Donaldson Presbyterian is another area. Cleveland Community Center, White's Creek Fire Station 25, the Northwest YMCA is another one, Belshire Elementary School. You can also go to the Election Commission offices at 1417 Murfreesboro Pike or 800 Second Avenue South. So,
seeing a lot of the footage in Mount Juliet, it's tough to look at. All the footage is tough, but right now, looking at a lot of the visuals in Mount Juliet, wow, it is brutal. These are neighborhoods that used to have homes, next door neighbors, and homes and next door neighbors, and now it looks like a home barely, with the next house a long ways down the road, because everything in between has been just blown away or tore up, and it's just in a pile. Trees everywhere, uprooted.
It's hard to see.
And everywhere. Trees on the homes. It's another thing. You've seen some of these pictures, massive trees that have just been picked up out of the ground and just tossed like dish towels. You see the visual of the car.
Yeah.
It was up on the third level.
Right.
Third story of an apartment complex?
Yeah, and we all remember the movie Twister, you know, that came out in the mid-90s, and the scene where, you know, the tornado goes through the neighborhood, and the aunt asks where her car is, and they say it's parked in the tree around the corner, and you hear that in a movie and see that in a movie, and you're like, oh, that's the movies. No, that really can happen.
Yeah.
And it just shows you the power of these storms and the wind and all these videos that I've seen on Twitter of people that got it, you know. And I saw, I was watching on Channel 5 last night and the other channels flipping around, and they had their sky cams, but some of these videos of people that were in the middle of it, just unreal to see how big it was. And, you know, it's hard to see at night. You know, a lot of times they call them rain wrapped tornadoes, so you don't see them, you just see rain, but then it, all of a sudden the rain's spinning, which is not good. So it's just it's crazy to see this, and, you know, go back and watch it, and then now see what used to be houses or businesses. I know we're watching over in Germantown, you know, that area, the Kroger right there on the corner of Rosa Parks, the front of it got, like, the windows all got knocked out right
there. There was a Dollar General in, what was it, Germantown?
Yeah. Or East Nashville.
East Nashville. Dollar General store, just gone. That spot right there, that used to be a Dollar General, gone. I don't know Daniel Alley. We've thrown this out there. Just, you were talking about the footage and at night. I don't know Daniel Alley, so I'm not pushing this because I know him. I think the footage that he got is incredible on Twitter. It's at Daniel_Alley, and it's East Nashville Rosebank, and he just went out on his balcony. I guess this was probably about 12:45, 1 o'clock in the morning, and just got about a minute and 14 seconds of this footage of what you, I mean, just go look at it. It's scary to see. And a lot of the stuff that you were describing is exactly what you see in that video, where you could see the power lines are getting hit. And let's also say this. If there's something we can do, well, we don't have, we've lost power here throughout the, I guess, the course of the night and early morning. We've restored power. We don't have phones at all. It's unfortunate. We really had some things that we wanted to do today to help with this situation and talk to people in certain areas, but that's just not in the cards today, at least as of right now. We don't have phones. But we do have a text line that is at least working, and you can still get in touch with us via social media. If there's something you need or you need help, let us know. And, if you know, we will help however we can, whether it's us, the station, or we will get people in touch with you that can help you. But reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out to us, and we'll do whatever we can.
Yeah, 615-737-1025 is the text line. You can get us on that. I've had people, you know, earlier that were asking about voting locations, and again, we've tweeted out that information at 1025 The Game, trying to pass that along as much as we can, and how you can help, and different, you know, we're the volunteer state. I don't know if everybody knows that, but that's what we are, and I think we show that. So I've seen, again, on Twitter of all the NHL teams that are sending their support to Nashville. Barry Trotz, we played that earlier, of course. Very familiar with this city. And spent, you know,
as we walked right by James Neal last night in the arena.
Yep.
Getting off the elevator.
Yep. He was just wandering around. But
he was just wandering around.
So, you know, we've seen that President Trump has already sent his support to the city of Nashville. And look, that's what's great about social media is you can read through and see. I've seen a bunch of reporters, you know, that from the NFL, the NHL, that are sending all their thoughts to this city right now. So Nashville, I can tell you this, we'll bounce back. We'll throw a big party for it because that's what we do. And we'll be better than ever. But good to see everybody rallying together right now.
You can tweet us at 1025 The Game, at DMAC_1025, and at Chase on Game. That's how you can get in touch with us. We'll pass it along. If you need help, if there's something we can do, tweet our way, and we'll do everything in our power to help you if you need it. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on ESPN 1025 The Game. Unfortunately, a tornado has ripped through Middle Tennessee and created a lot of devastation. 22 have lost their lives. 22 people have lost their lives over this, and Putnam County was hit really, really hard. And they have conducted a press conference, a pretty extensive press conference, which has Mayor Ricky Shelton and Mayor Randy Porter, and I guess Ricky Shelton is the mayor of Cookeville. Is that right, Elijah? And Randy Porter is the mayor of Putnam County, right? So we thought we would check in on that. And unfortunately, that area was hit really, really hard. And I think they're responsible for 16 of that 22.
Yeah,
is that correct?
That is the latest that I have seen. And I was just reminded of something. Are we going to go to this now? I have a little bit of a rant that I'm going to need to go on before we get out of here today. But
well, we still have time.
Yeah.
Today.
Okay.
We're not wrapping up after this.
Okay. Good.
At least I haven't been told that.
I'm just preparing you that Angry Chaser might come out.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to trust you that.
Well, I'm just going to say this. Last night, I didn't care about The Bachelor, and neither should anyone else.
Okay. So. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm sure I'm going to find out.
You're going to find out.
All right, let's find out what Mayor Ricky Shelton and Mayor Randy Porter had to pass along.
Things that we're still working on and things that are unknown, but we'll try to brief you and give you as much as we can. I have several of my colleagues here today, Couple Mayor Ricky Shelton, Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Farris, Emergency Management Director Tyler Smith, Couple Police Chief Randy Evans, and we'll kind of tag team this and work through the information. Several subdivisions, large subdivisions, are in that area that was hit. We had several homes that were totally destroyed. Nothing left of those homes. Then we have several other homes that have major damage, and then some homes that have minor damage. Last count we had this morning, there were 65 people that were treated for injuries at Couple Regional Medical Center. Some of those patients were later flown out to other surrounding hospitals or transferred by ground to some of the other surrounding hospitals, even some of them being flown to some of the Nashville hospitals. The devastating news that I have to tell you this morning is that we have confirmed that there were 16 deaths associated with this storm in Putnam County. We have a special morgue that has been set up, and we're asking for the family members that suspect that they may have someone that has been killed in this terrific storm. Go to the Church on the Hill, which is located on Highway 111 North, just right at the Clinton Lake Road, Highway 111 intersection. That is the Church on the Hill on Highway 111 North. Our goal is to get them there. It's not very far from the morgue that we have set up, and to be able to try and get the family members to identify their loved ones. If you have someone that was injured this morning, we do not need you to go to the Church on the Hill. If you're looking for an injured family member or friend, we need you to go to the Couple Regional Medical Center, where they have the facility set up to try to locate that person and reunite you with that loved one. I'm now going to turn it over to Couple Mayor Ricky Shelton to talk about some of the other issues with him.
Thank you again, Ricky Shelton, RICKYSHELTON, and the Cookeville City Mayor. This is an absolutely tragic and devastating day for our city and county. I would first ask for prayers for the families affected, prayers for our community, prayers for our responders that are out there right now and have been there going on almost 10 hours searching and rescuing and working through that, and they will continue to do that throughout the day. A few things we want you to know. We have been inundated with calls, and it does not surprise me, from this community of people wanting to help. And so we have established a couple of ways you can do that. We have an email. It is helpnow@putnamcountytn.gov. helpnow@putnamcountytn.gov. If you want to volunteer to help tomorrow, we're going to have starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, a point for people to meet to go out and to help and clean up. That does also, if you would like to donate food or money or anything else that to the victims' families or to the efforts. Again, helpnow@putnamcountytn.gov. We also have an info line. A phone number set up. It's 646-4636. That's 646-INFO that you can call if there is a question about trying to locate a relative or any other question pertaining to this storm that you might have. You can do that. There are shelters set up in our community, emergency shelters for to house people. that is at the community center, at the YMCA, and at the National Guard Armory. Those are all set up and ready. There will be more coming online as well. Also, we need blood donations. There's a shortage of blood. As County Mayor Porter said, over 65 had been treated as of a little bit ago, and we know that number will continue to go up. And so we're asking Blood Assurance at 155 West Broad Street. You can go there and donate blood. That will be used to restock the supply here, and they're bringing in blood from other areas as well. And I'd also like to update Tennessee Tech. There were no injuries or structural damage on campus. But out of respect for the loss, today's classes were canceled and the campus was closed. Spoke with President Oldham earlier about that. So I'll turn this over to Sheriff Ferris to continue. But again, strongly ask and request prayers for our families and our community.
Thank you, Mayor. Eddie Ferris, Sheriff of Putnam County. I want to talk about search and rescue for just a minute. Search and rescue began almost immediately this morning after the tornado came through. This has been a very difficult process. This is not something that we just have a few light things scattered around. The tornado come through actually demolished and decimated everything in its path where it actually hit. So right now, every road in the area has been walked. We're still clearing debris. It was all the roadways was blocked this morning, even the major thoroughfares. And so right now we're still clearing. We have plenty of excavators and backhoes and such out there helping us do that at this time. When we talk about hard searches, meaning that we've searched not only the road but a certain percent of the houses and or rubble that is left, we're at about 30%. Doing that. It's a very slow and difficult process. The cell service is very spotty in that area at best, so it makes it very difficult. I will say this, that we're getting tremendous support and cooperation from all of our other law enforcement agencies around the area, well as sheriff's offices and police departments as well. We've got several individuals and officers and deputies from other agencies as we speak, helping us at this time. I'll be glad to turn it over to Tyler Smith, EMA director here in Putnam County.
My name's Tyler Smith, TYLER SMITH, director of emergency management here in Putnam County. It is a sad day for Putnam County residents. Our hearts go out to those that have lost loved ones. When the tornado warning went out, the National Weather Service, we did activate all of our outdoor warning sirens in the cities, activated our alert monitors, had our storm spotters out. We started receiving damage very quickly. A lot of folks was calling in, reporting damage to their homes, actual folks that were trapped in their homes. We continue to ask folks not to go into the area, let our emergency responders do their jobs, and just it hampers us not getting in there and just, you know, cluttering up the area. So we asked everybody just to stay out and let us do our jobs. And I'll turn over to Chief Randy Evans.
Randy Evans, RANDY EVANS. I'm the chief for the city of Cookeville. Only thing I would add is of course, this is still a very fluid scene. Our first responders are working together and trying to secure the scene, but there are still structures that are unsafe. There's wires everywhere, debris everywhere, and of course, all the first responders are assisting with the recovery efforts, or the search and rescue efforts, rather. And we would just ask if you stay away from that scene. I know everyone is anxious and maybe concerned about loved ones and friends, but the best thing you can do for them is to stay away from that scene until we get to a much safer place. Thank you.
I'll add, we live in a great community here in Putnam County in Cookeville. One thing that we pride ourselves in is that we always work together as a team. whether it's an emergency like this, a tragedy like this, or whatever we're doing, it's always a team. I can't say enough about our first responders and law enforcement, rescue, fire, EMS, all the folks that were up this morning at 2 a.m. heading to this area to work and are still there. We live in a great community. I know that we're damaged. We're hurt. We've got a lot of sorrow because we have deceased citizens, and families are hurting right now. So we do ask for your prayers for that, but we will recover. We're working very diligently to keep everything safe for everyone that is concerned. Again, I'll reiterate what the police chief said. We do not are not allowing folks to come into this area because we want to make sure that we get all of the area covered and searched and make sure that there's no one that is in need, no one that might be trapped under any of this debris that is caused by this tornado. Everyone is calling the help. And that's part of the community we live in. Surrounding counties, we're having people call from, we had people calling from Chicago this morning wanting to help. What could they do? What could they send? We're glad that they're doing that, and we're so thankful that folks are wanting to give. The only thing we ask is before you come and bring things, or we've got folks who's wanting to come and cook for the first responders and everything, please contact us before you do that so that we can make sure it's organized. This is not going to be a one-day event. This is going to be a multiple-day event that we're going to need all these kind of resources, food for the volunteers, for our responders and so forth that's going to be involved in the cleanups and the searches and everything that's going on for the next several days. So we ask that they contact us and coordinate with us. We are having a volunteer meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Mr. Jack Duncan, who is the emergency management agency's a coordinator for the volunteers, they will be meeting at the what we call the old Hobby Lobby building on South Jefferson Avenue, right across from Bank of Putnam County almost. And that parking lot, it's not the new Hobby Lobby over in the shopping center, but on South Jefferson, the old Hobby Lobby. They will be meeting there tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. If you would like to volunteer to go into the area and help clean up, then we ask that you show up there tomorrow morning. There's also going to be a Facebook post. Mayor Shelton and I and the sheriff, we all have Facebook pages that you can watch. Mine is Putnam County, Tennessee. Randy Porter, Mayor. We'll be doing live updates throughout the day as we learn more. And so now I'll take any questions that anyone might have. Yes, ma'am.
About how many structures flattened, damaged?
Mayor Shelton and I flew the area this morning. Thanks to Erlanger, came and got us and flew us. My guess is there's at least 100. Could be more. It's difficult when you're seeing all that devastation as we go down. And some of them are totally, structures are totally gone. And then you have structures that may have major damage and some of minor damage. So there's going to be over 100 structures that in total. But I think there's at least 100 structures that probably are totally gone or have major damage to them.
In what kind of area within the, is it all within the one area, size-wise, do you have any estimate on footage?
There's a path, would you say, is about a quarter of a mile, maybe?
A quarter of a mile, about 2 miles.
Yeah, quarter of a mile wide, about 2 miles in length. It starts just east of State Highway 56 and stops about Jackson and Jackson Street and Pippin Road, the intersection there. It's all contained into that area.
And how many of the 16 were found during the search and rescue?
All of those, as far as I know, were found during the search and rescue this morning. Some of them were found fairly early, but the number has grown. We started out with 3 this morning early, and that number has continued to grow throughout the day. We hope that that's it, but until we finish the search and rescue, the sheriff and police and all those folks continue the search and rescue and get it finished, we can't. There's no way to determine what that final number is going to be.
WHEB, question, how much manpower is being used right now by Putnam County? Would you say how many people out there?
I would say when you add all the folks we've got, 500 plus, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
We have a
Putnam County is a large county. We have a lot of first responders, law enforcement, EMS rescue, you name all of those off. And all those people that work off duty, that were off duty, they come in and manned ambulances and police cars and patrol cars and rescue trucks. So my guess is, and that's a pure guess, okay, that it probably be in the neighborhood of 400 to 500 people. I'm sorry, here.
Do you still have people unaccounted for?
Yes, we have a special hotline that we have set up, the 646 info that Mayor Shelton gave earlier. We're asking people, if you have a loved one that you have not been able to locate, to call that number. We're taking down that information, and then as those folks are found, of course, we're marking them off the list. We still do have a list of folks that has not been accounted for, but that does not mean they're injured or deceased, or they could be staying with a neighbor, they could be staying with some other family members, and may not even know that someone has called us looking for them. So,
how long is that list?
I do not know how many names are on that list at this time. I'll try to get that for you then.
Can you talk about power outages and stuff like that around town?
Some major power outages that we have in that area. It was not limited to that area. We did have some in the city limits of Cookeville. Also, there was a major transmission line that was in this area that was damaged, that is down, that will not be a fast process of getting that line back up. We don't have a number right now from the power companies as to how many homes are without power right now. We will have that for you in an update coming up.
Can you also touch base on where was most of the damage? You said west of Cookeville earlier in the press conference?
Yes, west of Cookeville, starting on Highway 70 about Jackson Street, going on down to where Highway 70 intersects with State Route Highway 56.
There's also a water issue in that area. The Double Springs water area, the city of Cookeville actually supplies that. It appears they have a broken water main line, so the city of Cookeville is assisting in that, and our crews are there now. As he was referencing the power, I can speak to the city of Cookeville side of it. There was about 1,000 customers without power due to the in that whole area, and those are coming back on as the lines are being fixed. But as Mayor Porter said, there was a main TVA transmission line tower that was twisted, and across, that was part of the problem getting to the area early, was it was blown across the road.
My power was out at my home this morning, and I don't live anywhere close to the area, so it's very difficult right now for us to give you an estimate on exactly what the total is, because we have two power companies, City of Cookeville and Upper Cumberland Electric, so we'll try to get that for you then.
Any gas line problems?
Absolutely. This morning we had some ruptured gas lines and, of course, meters torn off, and the gas department's been working with those all morning to get those shut down. Thankfully, we didn't have any injuries that we know of from any of the gas.
Have you been in contact with the National Weather Service about what kind of tornado level?
Yes, Tyler, you want to speak to them?
Yes, I talked with them about 2 hours ago. They will be up here in the morning at 8 o'clock to do a survey of that. Yes.
You heard from Governor Lee?
Absolutely. He is on his way here, supposed to be here around lunch. Mayor Shelton and I are supposed to go meet him. He's being flown in, wants to go and see the area. The state, TEMA, Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, has been here since early this morning with us, providing anything we needed. We live in a great community, but we live in a great state also, where that our emergency management agencies work great together, and the state has been on the phone or texting or calling us all morning with anything we needed. All we had to do was ask, and so it's been great so far.
Red Cross also?
Red Cross has set up our shelter. One of the shelters they set up is at the church. 18
South Walnut.
18 South Walnut is the Red Cross shelter. We originally set up a couple of other shelters at the YMCA and our Cookeville Community Center early this morning to get some folks in, but as the day goes through, we'll probably be moving those folks over to the Red Cross shelter.
How would you describe, since you got to see from up above, how would you describe that damage?
Heartbreaking. To see that kind of damage to our community, and to know that we had loss of life, of that many lives, it is...
Rescue First Responder 770, Whitaker Springs Road, Chesbank.
Sorry.
to know we had that kind of loss of life and that those kind of injuries to our citizens here in Putnam County is it's terrible, and to see all the damage. I'm sorry, we still have a lot of live calls going on in regards to this, but the area is very devastated. I've heard people talk about looking like a war zone, and that's kind of how it looks as we flew over it. A lot of homes that were there, then these subdivisions that are totally wiped away. I mean, there's nothing left. You can't even tell a home was there before. So we're very sorry for all the loss, and it just goes to show you how we have to be prepared when these tornadoes and storms come in and take shelter. And when it happens that early in the morning, sometimes it's very difficult for folks to get alerted. As many systems as we've got to get the information out, cell phones and landline phones and all that things, it's difficult because it hits so fast. A lot of folks didn't have time to take shelter, and so our county is in shock today, but we're working to make sure that we do everything we can to assist our residents to make sure they're taken care of.
There you go. That was Mayor Ricky Shelton and Mayor Randy Porter, and those are tough words to hear. How would you describe the area looks like? He said it looks like a war zone.
Yeah.
That's tough to comprehend. And we've seen the video that's out there. Putnam County has been hit, as we've been telling you all morning long, very, very hard. 16 lives have been lost in Putnam County, 22 total. An EF3 tornado has ripped through our area, of course, coming through here and heading east all the way to Cookeville. And when you hear a mayor say, it looks like a war zone, that is tough to comprehend and a tough pill to swallow when you think about it, even without seeing the visuals. Then when you see the visuals, he's not exaggerating. It is hard to look at.
I mean, we've seen Germantown, East Nashville, Putnam County, Donelson. I mean, it looks that way.
Neighborhoods that are not neighborhoods anymore, they're just debris. That's all they are. Debris of what used to be homes and trees just laying there on piles of debris. Pretty scary stuff. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Today it's Darren McFarland, that's me, and Chase McCabe. That's him. You're supposed to speak.
Hello.
That's him. Elijah Campbell behind the glass. Willie Donick will join us tomorrow. The team is in Minnesota tonight to take on the Wild. It'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop. I'll have pregame for you at 6, and everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. I was reading a tweet from Eric Francis, and I retweeted it, and he is down at the general manager meetings at Boca Raton, Florida, currently where David Poile is. As you know, David joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. You didn't hear that an hour ago because David is at the GM meetings. He will join us Thursday on the show when he gets back. And I was reading, he's down there covering this, and I think he's with Sportsnet, I believe. That's right. Obviously, they have a whole team down there covering the GM meetings. But he tweeted out in the last 10-15 minutes that Nashville general manager David Poile has said there was no damage to Bridgestone Arena, and that he then went on to talk about what's happened in our city, stuff that we've been talking about all morning. But he also said you can stop by, which we've been passing along. They've been giving out free pizza at Bridgestone Arena if you stop by. And also, this caught my attention, and I don't know any details. I'm just reading his tweet, like I said, of 10 to 15 minutes ago, that the game tonight in Minnesota will be used as a fundraiser of sorts. So we don't have any details on that, but that's interesting. And I think that's great, and that is greatly appreciated. I don't know how that's going to work, but he did pass along that, and I'm sure he got that from David Poile, but I don't know any details, but apparently tonight's game in Minnesota will be used somehow to raise money for what's going on in our city.
Yeah, and we will obviously update you on on that as we learn more. The Tennessee Titans have issued this from controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk. Quote, we extend our deepest sympathies to those families who lost loved ones in the tornadoes last night and are heartbroken to see the damage across Nashville and Tennessee. We know the strength of our community and the volunteer spirit that lives in all of us. We will join the efforts to rebuild in these areas and know our neighbors will join us. That coming from Titans controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk. So that just shows you, you know, Nashville coming together as a group. So you mentioned the Predators and the work they're doing at Bridgestone Arena, and also what David Poile said earlier today at the GM meetings.
Al Gore tweeted out just here, same deal, last 10, 15 minutes. I'm praying for those who lost loved ones and whose lives are affected by the Nashville tornado. I grieve with my community in Nashville and Middle Tennessee today. Thankful for the first responders and everyone out there lending a hand today in recovery. We will preserve. No doubt, persevere. We will persevere, and that coming from Al Gore. And there are a lot of people out helping out. Yes, first responders. The total, unfortunately, an EF3 tornado has ripped through our area, starting at John C. Toon Airport, going through Germantown, going through East Nashville, unfortunately ripping up Donaldson Christian Academy.
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking to see those pictures. And then getting all the way, as we've talked about, Putnam County and Cookeville, where 16 people there alone lost their life. And the devastation is real. People have lost their homes. People have lost businesses, churches, schools. Everyone has been affected. People have lost their lives. And if they somehow managed to escape everything, some people have just lost everything. And if you've never been in that boat, and I would say most of us haven't, you don't understand what that's like to stand around and look and know that everything you've ever owned, everything you have, is now gone. And that's got to be an awful, awful feeling, while on one hand you're very, very thankful and blessed that you made it and you're around, but now know that there's a lot of work ahead of trying to recover and restore your life and get it back right in order. And that's a lot to throw in somebody's lap here on a Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me give you an updated list of there are different areas around Middle Tennessee offering free meals to tornado victims. So here we go. Bridgestone Arena and the Nashville Predators, free pizza there. Hope Church at 1215 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville offering a free dinner from 4:30 to 6. The Grilled Cheesery food truck is setting up at Hunter Station at 975 Main Street in East Nashville to pass out free sandwiches. Eastland Funeral Home at 904 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville is passing out food. They started that about 15 minutes ago. Guitar Build Workshop in Germantown, 1606 4th Avenue North, is giving out free hot dogs and hamburgers to first responders and volunteers. American Legion Post 82 in East Nashville, 3204 Gallatin Pike, is opening early to provide food, shelter, and support. A lot of businesses are offering free services to tornado victims. Musselman Movers will move personal belongings free of charge. U-Haul is also giving 30 days of free self-storage to residents. So the community coming together to help those affected last night.
Nashville SC tweeting out, reaching out to all our staff, fans, and neighbors who have been asking about working to support our community. We are staying close to the Office of Emergency Management and our community partners to support in all coordinated efforts. If we are asked to mobilize support, then we will reach out via our digital channels. But advice currently is to wait for a coordinated response. In the meantime, we have been advised that anyone who needs help must contact 211 for assistance. Once again, anybody, they've been advised that if anyone needs help, please contact 211 for assistance. Right now, we have power here. We lost power, I guess, at different portions through the night.
Yep.
We've had power, luckily, throughout the course of today and for the live shows. To this point, we have no phones. We haven't had phones all morning and now early afternoon. The text line is up and running, 615-737-1025. We will do anything we can to help if you need help. We'll do anything in our power here at the radio station. And if there's something that we cannot do, we can certainly put people in touch that can help. So please do not be afraid to reach out to us. And let us know if you need something.
Yeah, and we're putting together our promotion staff, Cliff McArdle, Gina Berg, doing a tremendous job putting together a page on our website, thegamenashville.com, of where you can help and, you know, for more information. And I want to say this too, our owner Bud Walters came in here and, you know, was talking to us and said, this is why he got into this business. This is why he does what he does, to help the community. And, I don't know if people know this, but we are one of a very, very, very select few, radio stations that still have somebody in the building 24/7. Michael Pope is our overnight producer. He is in charge of all five stations throughout the night. And did a tremendous job of keeping us on the air and keeping you informed with coverage from Fox 17 via our partnership. So across our five stations in this cluster, we were on the air bringing you that information. And that's why it's important to our owner to have somebody in the building 24/7. So we're able to do that. You know, a lot of stations today are automated throughout the night, but having Michael here, and he did a tremendous job. So that's why we do what we do, Darren.
Used to not be that way, but it is definitely that way today. There's no doubt about it. And I would say we are few and far between the radio stations that still make sure there's a live body in the building.
That's how I started.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Believe me.
That's how you started, I think.
Before you. Earlier than your age right now, I've done overnight shifts.
Yeah.
All through my 20s, early 30s, I did overnight shifts.
Oh,
yeah, I know all about sitting in a building by myself.
They're not fun.
I did it here back. No, I had just gotten off at, I was going to say 9/11. I was not too far removed from working overnights.
Yeah.
Right before that happened.
I worked overnights when the Boston Marathon bombing happened, and watched that coverage all night as they, you know, were chasing the.
Well, I was here.
The guy, yeah, you were here, but I was doing overnights at that time. So
okay, just, I was going to say, you had to have been right at being here, right? You just got here in the building?
Yeah, my first major job here was the overnight guy, and I did that for about a year. And look, especially when it storms and you're by yourself and the building starts making noises, I mean, it's scary, but there's a reason that we do that. There's a reason that we have somebody here. So it's, you're able to have that person that can act, doesn't have to worry about a computer, you know, doing something right. Like he, you know, Michael's here all night and can make sure that you're informed.
Bud Walters has been in the business a long, long time. And when he says this is the type of stuff right here, why he got into it, I believe him 100%. There's no doubt about it. We talked about it earlier in the show, what the power of radio can be, especially in times like this, what the power of television can be, especially in times like this. Unfortunately, what has happened here, this EF3 and tornadoes, you know, just to really get a full grasp, we're trying to paint the picture as best we can, and it's not a good picture to paint. You've heard the press conferences paint a picture that's not easy to hear. But when you actually lay eyes on, we always say the video makes the difference, right? Even when we got these crazy sports stories and we say the video makes the difference. Well, when you see the video footage and it puts everything in a different perspective and puts it in the light of what we just went through, and it's devastating. There are areas that it's just hard to look at. Mount Juliet, we talked about the neighborhoods. Putnam County it's brutal. When you hear a mayor say, it looks, when asked, what does it look like out there, Mayor? He says, it looks like a war zone. I went through the tornado. I was in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta when the tornado hit at the SEC men's basketball tournament.
Oh, I remember that. I was in college. Yeah, I've heard you tell this story before. Hit the Georgia Dome.
In fact, I was sitting next to Pat Dooley.
Okay.
And I remember looking up and I saw the beams swaying back. Remember, Kentucky is playing Georgia. Is that right? Yeah. It was the Kentucky.
That sounds right.
Or were they the next game? Maybe this game was in overtime. Maybe Kentucky. I don't think they had gotten to the last game. It was late. But, you know, the SEC men's basketball tournament, the early in the tournament, as we'll experience here, those late games, they can go. I remember they used to go, that's on the Eastern time zone, it would go till 11.
Yeah, they're midnight, they went late.
11 o'clock at least. Anyway, I'm looking up there, and I'm seeing big steel beams. We're in the dome, a football stadium. I'm seeing these big, huge beams swaying back and forth, and I can see, I'm watching the roof as the basketball game is going on just have like a, this ripple effect in it. And I'm going, that does not look normal. That doesn't look right. We had no clue. Remember the time frame of this. Once again, we sit here and we look at our phones and we look at our computers and we could get updated, I feel like, instantly on just about anything. Everybody was in the dark. Nobody knew what was going on outside. Nobody knew what was going on in and around the dome. None of us knew. Everybody was just there. You know, you've been to these – we've been there all day.
Right. You're just
– you're in your own little world. And I hate to say your own bubble because you're in a dome, but you are in a bubble. Yeah. You are so isolated and you're in your own world. We had been there all day and all night. You have no clue what's going on outside. But I remember looking up and going, that does not look good. That looks like something bad is happening. And eventually, when I looked behind the curtain, I looked behind the curtain, and there was another huge steel beam that was really going crazy up top, at the roof. And I said, you know what? I'm uneasy with this. I don't know what's happening, but I did. I left. I left the floor area. Yeah. I went underneath the tunnel. And it was like right after that, they said, we need everybody. They stopped the game, and they basically evacuated, but you couldn't leave. They wanted you
underneath. Yeah,
they wanted you in a safe, secure place. But the reason I tell the story is because when you hear the mayor say it looked like a war zone, they would not let us leave. Well, there's nowhere to go. Atlanta had shut down the roads, everything. Sirens were going off, and you couldn't get anywhere. You couldn't navigate. It's not like you could take a cab. Back then, there was no Uber. There was no Lyft. The only way was either shuttles or you would get a cab, a taxi. And there was nothing, no transportation anywhere to go anywhere. And so eventually, I made my way out and went up top and looked around the Georgia Dome, and it looked like a war zone.
Yeah.
So I understand when he says that, because you look and see things scattered all over the place. And like I said, sirens and trees down and power lines down, and it's just a mess, and signs and yards and in cars. It's just, it's crazy. Devastation. And that's what it looked like. The what is it, the Congress building next door to it?
The Georgia World Congress Center.
World Congress Center, where they always did the SEC fanfare and all that. That thing.
Yeah, and that's
was
like CNN is all kind of right there together. Yes. Coca-Cola and
yep. It was a aquarium. Royal mess.
Yeah,
look, it was really bad.
It just shows you how powerful storms can be. I mean, look, they're showing even more in East Nashville. And as we said earlier, Darren, a lot of these areas that got hit, Germantown, East Nashville, some of these buildings, they're new. I mean, they're fairly new. Apartment buildings and restaurants, and it just the growth of those areas over the last few years. And now, I mean, in some of those places, you're going to have to start over. I mean, it just the devastation that we see right now. 5 Points, area that's really been built up. And we've heard Willie, talk about the East Side for so many years, and we brought up the Basement East earlier. So,
Boombas
that, of course, we've done shows at, and was just at for Smashville Live. So, Butch Spiridon has come out. Thank you to everyone who has reached out following the devastating tornadoes that hit our city and state. Our hearts go out to all who have been affected. That Butch Spiridon, the Nashville Convention Bureau, so Visitors Bureau. But we have put up a page at our website, thegamenashville.com. You can go there. It's right on our homepage, and it has a ton of information of how you can help, places that you can go. So, again, thegamenashville.com. Gina and Cliff and promotions have done a good job getting that out there, and I have tweeted those links out as well. So we have that up on our webpage now at thegamenashville.com.
I saw where Nashville SC also tweeted out, if you're interested, you can also find ways to volunteer by visiting HON.org. HON.org.
That's Hands on Nashville.
HandsOnNashville.org. Or send a donation to the Restore the Dream Fund. Or you can text RESTORE20. RESTORE20 to 41444. You can text RESTORE20 to 41444. That's to Restore the Dream Fund. And like you said, Hands on Nashville, HON.org, HON.org, if you need to send a donation or volunteer to help out. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnie, and Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.